Hello and welcome to The Word, your daily dose of Dominican preaching. Today, from the United States, we hear from Dr. Ann Garrido, an associate professor of homiletics at Aquinas Institute of Theology in St. Louis. Ann's preaching is entitled, Gathering the Scattered.
The Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to drive them out and to cure every disease and every illness. The names of the 12 apostles are these. First, Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew, James, the son of Zebedee, his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the tax collector, James, son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Jesus. Jesus sent out these 12 after instructing them, "Do not go into pagan territory or enter a Samaritan town. Go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, make this proclamation, 'The kingdom of God is at hand.'" The four Gospels can't quite agree on the names of Jesus' core group of disciples. Matthew gives us a list today that matches the one that Mark offers, but varies a bit from Luke, which varies a bit from John. Who was in the list apparently matters less than the fact that there were 12 of them, a tidbit that three of the Gospels highlight prominently. 12 is not an accidental number. It's the number of the ancient tribes of Israel, the tribes that were scattered, and some lost, during that dark period called the Exile, when Israel's covenant relationship with God felt strained to the point of breaking. Indeed, in the pitch-black heart of that exile, the prophet Ezekiel warned God that God's name was being defamed, God's reputation ruined because everyone could look around and see that Israel was scattered like sheep without a shepherd. What kind of God couldn't keep his flock intact? And through Ezekiel, God spoke of a time when God would regather all of Israel from the faraway hills and valleys, and God would bind up their wounds and heal their fractures and bring them home, God would make of them one people again. Jesus shared Ezekiel's longing that his people be made one again. We know that when he prayed that God's name would again be made holy, a way of begging that God gather the scattered. He prayed that God's kingdom would come, that God's will would be done here and now on earth as it already is in heaven. So when Jesus called 12 disciples, that was no small thing. It was his way of signaling that he was the good shepherd. He wanted to bring all 12 tribes of Israel back home and make them whole again. The reign of God announced by Ezekiel so long ago was at hand. It was time to go out and to gather the lost. I think about that central theme in Jesus' ministry much nowadays. Is there really any better way of describing our own time and age than to say that we are scattered and lost, separated from one another in distressing ways, unable to find our way back to oneness, a way back home? Can you think of any greater need right now than a good shepherd? But as in Jesus' time, so also in ours, Jesus calls a diverse group of people to be a sign of his plan to unite all God's people, but then sends them out to realize that plan, to go into the highways and the byways and to gather the lost and the scattered and to bring them back home, helping them to live as one flock. If you are listening to this gospel, you can be certain that you are one of Jesus' symbolic 12 today, who's been called by name to be part of his mission to heal the fractures of this world. And this very day, Jesus is sending you out to look for someone who's far from home, someone who's lost in any one of the thousand ways that you might interpret that word, in a community that's scattered in any one of the thousand ways you might understand that term. And you are to be the face of the Good Shepherd who has come searching for them, who loves them, who binds their wounds and wants to bring them back into one community. Are you ready to take on Jesus' mission today?